Hi there. Today I'm going to walk you through creating a virtual machine using Microsoft Azure Stack. If you're familiar with creating a VM in Azure, the process is quite similar. Let's go through it step by step. First, note that to create resources as a tenant, you should already have subscribed to an offer. For more information on how to get a subscription, take a look at the online documentation. To create a VM, I'll start by clicking New in the upper left-hand corner of the portal, represented by a plus sign. The New button opens a menu listing the resources available in the Azure Stack Marketplace. You can click See All to see all of the resources that Azure Stack has to offer you across categories. For now, I'll click Virtual Machines to see a list of the current VM options. Currently, Azure Stack offers the ability to create a single Windows Server 2012 VM or a group of VMs through an availability set. Let's create a Windows Server VM. We're now in the Create Virtual Machine wizard, which will look familiar if you've created a VM through the Azure portal before. If not, the steps are simple. First, we'll enter some basic information about the VM we're creating. I'll name mine Test VM. Next, I'll enter credentials for my VM, including a username and a password. I'll also create a resource group. If you wish, you can choose from resource groups you've already created as well with the Use Existing button. Now let's move on to step two, where we'll pick the VM size. Here, you have the option to choose the appropriate VM size for your workload based on a number of features, including cores, RAM, and number of data disks. Azure Stack recommends some sizes on the first page, but you can click View All to see more VM sizes. I'll pick the A2 standard VM right here and press select. Step 3 of the wizard presents you with some customizable VM options. If you'd like to change the default settings, go ahead and click on the individual options. If not, press OK to move on to the final step. Finally, we'll see a summary of the VM we're about to create. Check to make sure everything looks the way you want it to, and go back to a previous step to change anything that doesn't. When you're satisfied with the VM summary, press OK to begin deployment. The VM will take a few minutes to deploy. You can monitor the deployment status through this tile, which appears automatically on your dashboard when you create the VM, or through the notifications icon at the top of the screen. When the VM has finished deploying, you can access it through the tile or through the VM icon in the left-hand browse menu. From there, you'll be able to connect to your VM, change its settings, troubleshoot, and more.